In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, on the exaltation of the Holy Cross, we see the question that has been asked by everyone. The Son of Man must be lifted up. Who is this Son of Man? In other words, what is the meaning of the cross? The Jews were confused. They saw a man before them, claiming to be the Messiah, proclaimed as the Messiah, and yet saying that he would die on the cross. They were confused. And so it has been for the world that the cross is foolishness. It is confusing to them. The Lord answered their question, "Who is this Son of Man? What do you mean by being lifted up?" He answered their question, but he answered their question in a way that is typical for him. Do you notice so many times when a question is asked of the Lord, he does not answer the question directly. Instead, he speaks something that is an admonition or some sort of instruction. He illuminates the issue, but he doesn't answer the question directly. And this is what he does here. In essence, he does not answer directly, "Who is the Son of Man?" What does he say? He says, "Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you." He says, "Yet a little while is the light with you." Well, that's a reference to the fact that he was soon to be crucified. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. "For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not where he goeth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be children of the light." That's how he answered the question, what is the meaning of the cross, basically. And that's how we should answer the question. What is the way of the cross? What is the meaning of the cross? What does the cross signify? What is the importance of the cross? All these are the same question, and they're answered in the same way. Jesus Christ. Live the way Jesus Christ taught us. Now, the cross is linked to baptism. The cross and baptism are the same. To understand the cross fully is to understand baptism fully. This is illuminated in the services last night in the fourth ode of the canon when it references made. Remember when the axe was thrown into the Jordan River or fell into the Jordan River? And of course, what did it do? It sank. Well, that was a precious tool. So they threw a piece of wood into the water, and what happened? The cross, the axe floated. And the typology of this event is that the wood, of course, being the cross, into the water, baptism, causes the cutting off of air, where the axe head, of course, being sharp, and this idea of cutting off of air. So our errors, our sins, can be obliterated by means of the cross and baptism. You need both. The Lord performed His work on the earth, and through baptism gave us the ability to do this work. And if we live in the way according to the commandments, then our errors will be cut off, and we will have eternal life. This is the way of the cross. To the world, it says, St. Paul says, the preaching of the cross is foolishness. Why would this be? Because the cross is about humility, about sacrifice, about obedience. Fundamentally, before all of those things, it is about dedication to principles, dedication to truth. The world doesn't live according to truth. The world lives according to whatever happens this day and the next after that. St. James calls such people double-minded men who are tossed about by the waves of the world and they don't get anything. Their life is ineffective. That's the way the world lives. That's not the way we are to live. From the day Jesus Christ was born, He was going to the cross. His face was always set to Jerusalem. He had principles that He was following. He was living according to truth. That's the way of the cross. And that's why it's foolishness to the world, because if you look in the world, there's very little truth. any institution, any government, any company, any organization is riddled with corruption, dishonesty, backbiting, lying, greed, arrogance, pride that permeates our entire society and ourselves. But that's not the way of the cross. It's the way of the world. The way of the cross is purity, holiness, dedication to principle. If we dedicate ourselves to the way of the cross, it will keep us from many sins. Oh yes, we're weak and we have many things that are organically wrong with us that need to be fixed. And the cross and baptism will help us to fix these things. But if we are not dedicated to the way of truth, then we will be lost. The way of the cross is dedication to truth. The wisdom of the world is that when someone takes from me, I try to take back. The wisdom of the world is no one's looking out for me, I've got to look out for myself. The wisdom of the world is that I'm more important than another person. The wisdom of the world is I've got to watch out. The wisdom of the world is life is pleasure. Life is acquiring things. Life is having satisfaction in myself for my intelligence or my beauty or my accomplishments or my position. That's all the wisdom of the world. And it's all foolishness. And those in the world think that the cross is foolishness because the cross is about giving to those who take from you. The cross is forgiving those who wrong you. The cross is about remembering and thinking of your own sins when you encounter others so that you do not judge. The way of the cross is dedication to a way that is true and not wavering from it. All of that is foolishness to the world. So, the way to answer the question, who is this Son of Man? What is the cross? What is the meaning of the cross? What is the way of the cross? The way to answer it is, live the moral Christian life. Live the life that we were born for. Be good, so that we can know He who is good. That's the only solution to every problem. I was recently thinking about, I was taking care of a child, and this child had severe mental, physical disabilities. He's going to die in his bed eventually, and he's all kinds of things wrong. All because of stupidity, lack of care on the part of the parents, lack of care on the part of the nurses when the baby was born. And the question came up, why did this happen? Why do good people die? Why do babies suffer? Why is there evil in the world? Here is the answer. Be good. Live as Christ lived. Walk in the light. That's the answer to these questions. That is the only answer. The only answer you can have for evil, for confusion, for despair, for sadness, for incompleteness, for sickness, is to walk in the light. And that is precisely the way of the cross. Amen.